So istihada, let's talk about istihada for a moment. And actually, this does apply to most of the males in the room, because istihada equals, it becomes equivalent to an excused person, like having a chronic nosebleed or chronic gas or chronic loss of urine. Those are considered excused people, and istihada falls under that category of the excused person. So istihada is considered bleeding which is beyond hayd or nifas. Meaning, once if you have bleeding, first you want to ask, is this hayd? If it's not hayd, then you want to ask, is it nifas? If it's not nifas, it automatically becomes istihada, dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Dysfunctional uterine bleeding is treated exactly like the person with a chronic nosebleed, or the person who has constant gas, or the person who has a stoma and has constant stool leaking, or the person who's incontinent and constantly drips drops of urine. All these people are essentially the same. And for such people, the Sharia overlooks the issue and calls them, quote-unquote, ma'dur, excused. So they become called the excused person. And they can continue to fast, continue to pray, continue to do everything that a normal person can do, but instead, they will make a fresh wudu for each prayer time when it falls upon them. So such people will make a fresh wudu for each single prayer time. And that wudu will break with the exiting of the prayer time. So for example, let's say you have a chronic nosebleed, and this is a problem that you've had for a week. Your nose is chronically bleeding. So what you'll do then is, at the beginning of dhuhr, once the time for dhuhr comes in, you'll make wudu, and you can pray and do everything that you want to do with that wudu. And once the time for dhuhr ends, your wudu will break. Other things will break your wudu as well. So if you use the washroom, or you pass gas, or you have a cut somewhere else on your body, that will continue to break your wudu as well. But the Sharia will overlook your chronic nosebleed or whatever your problem might be, and say, instead, we'll make the time break your wudu. Okay? So what will happen is, you have a chronic nosebleed. So let me give you a couple of examples to make this clear. You're a person who has a chronic nosebleed. You were playing football, and you got hit in the nose. It starts bleeding, and it continues to bleed for a few hours. And now it's the time, let's say it's the time for usr, and you've been bleeding for a while. You know, you've been bleeding since morning, and the time for usr is there. So what you'll do is, once the time for usr enters, then you'll make a wudu. With that wudu, you can pray everything you want, you can touch the Qur'an, you can read the Qur'an, you're a pure person. And then when the time for usr ends, your wudu breaks. Now if during that time, after you made the wudu, your nose is still bleeding, you all of a sudden by accident cut yourself and blood comes out of a cut, that'll still break your wudu. Or if you go use the washroom, that'll still break your wudu. So those things that normally break wudu will continue to break your wudu, but the Sharia is overlooking your excuse and making a way around it by having you make wudu for each and every prayer. Now, the big question that people always ask is, fine, I understand that. How do I become an excused person? Like, how much blood has to leak? Or how long does the blood have to come for? Or how much gas has to be continuous? And so there are three essential issues for the excused person. Number one, that which causes you to become the excused person. Number two, that which perpetuates the excuse. And number three, that which removes you from the category of excused person. So in order to become, number one, in order to become an excused person, what has to happen is that issue has to last. For example, that chronic nosebleed or that chronic loss of urine has to last the length of one entire prayer time, such that you do not have enough time to perform wudu and perform the salah in that prayer time. So let's take an example. You're outside playing football with your friends, and it's 11:30. Let's take a better example than that. You're outside playing football with your friends, and it's 1:30, and you get hit in the face, and you start bleeding from your nose. Now, it's right in the middle of the time of dhuhr. So you sit there and you think, what should I do? I'm still bleeding. I can't pray. My wudu is being broken. So you wait all the way until the very, very last few minutes before dhuhr, and you see that the blood is still coming and it doesn't look like it's going to stop. So then what you do is you quickly make wudu, you go ahead and pray with the blood, and then you wait until, then you continue to watch your nosebleed and see what happens. Now, you have not completed an entire prayer time with that excuse, with that nosebleed, because you started in the middle of dhuhr. So then what you'll do is you'll go through the entire time of usr. You'll go through the entire time of usr, from the beginning of usr to the end of usr, and you'll still wait. You'll say, okay, is it going to stop? and you'll wait till the very end of Asr, and once you see that it's not going to stop, you'll run, you'll make wudu, you'll pray your salah, and now you've become the excused person. So now that you're the excused person, for Maghrib, you're not going to wait. You're not going to wait till the end of Maghrib to see if the blood stops. You're going to say, I'm excused. I have reached the status of an excused person. You'll just perform wudu, and you won't worry about the nosebleed. You'll ignore it completely. But if you use the bathroom, you'll make another wudu, but you'll ignore the nosebleed completely. And then from then on, you are now the quote-unquote the excused person, and you'll just perform a new wudu for each prayer time. Then, in order to continue to be an excused person, you have to have that the thing which is causing the excuse occur for at least one moment during a prayer time. So let's say during Maghrib to Isha, you bleed for about 5 minutes. That's okay, you're still an excused person. Then let's say from Isha to Fajr, while you're sleeping, you bleed a little bit because you have a, let's say you have a tissue by your face, you have a, you know, like a gauze stuffed in your nose, and you see that it's full of blood when you wake up. So you're still an excused person. Then from Fajr to Dhuhr, you see that the blood is beginning to decrease, but it's still flowing, so you're still excused. From Dhuhr to Asr, there's no bleeding at all. Now from Dhuhr to Asr, there is no bleeding, so you no longer become excused after Asr. And so now you are no longer an excused person. And the way to get out of becoming an excused person is having a full prayer time in which the excuse does not occur. So the bleeding does not occur. So that's what we mean by excused person. Now people always say to me, or they often ask, you know, I have like these small drops of urine that come out after I use the washroom. So does that make me an excused person? The answer is no. That doesn't make you an excused person because that's not covering an entire prayer time. In fact, that's an issue of istinja, purifying yourself after the washroom and doing it properly. And actually, tomorrow we're going to discuss that in detail. And there's some essential principles that you should know about istinja. But you need to be an excused person, you need to have the excuse last an entire prayer time in order to become an excused person, so that the Sharia will overlook that chronic situation that may be occurring, whether it be nose bleeding or urine or gas, etc.